This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
First date? Check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Time for second date update on the Wake Up Call. And Jesse and Tammy met at the DMV, hit it off while they were waiting. He asked you to dinner. You accepted. You exchanged numbers, met at the restaurant by your house. Now, you were telling us off the air that you had a great time. Date lasted for hours. You called him the next day. You guys talked briefly. But what happened after that?
I haven't heard from him. So I'm just wondering, like, if something happened or whatever, because we really got along and had a great date, and he just never has returned my calls.
Which is too bad, because met at the DMV is a fun story.
Tammy, during the course of the date, did anything come up, as in, conversation-wise, maybe something that you said or just, like, a vibe that didn't work out?
No, it was just, like, we really connected, and, we're just talking and really open and honest, and it was really great. I mean, I felt very comfortable.
Hang on the line. We're going to talk to Jesse. Stay on the line because you'll be able to hear the conversation, okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right. Hi, is this Jesse?
Yep, this is him.
Hey, Jesse. It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Thanks for holding. We want to ask you a couple of questions about your date with Tammy. What can you tell us about your date? We talked to her. She said it sounded like you guys hit it off at the restaurant.
Yeah, your producer said a little bit about it, but what did you want to know? I mean, it was a fine date. It was good.
You don't seem to want to go on another date with her.
She was just like a little too intense, I guess. She was just like very... She's just very open and honest about herself. I guess when you're on a first date or something, you don't really want to hear about, like, the slew of exes that the person that you're on a first date with has had. It was also just like, she would go into how they cheated on her when she was in a relationship with them.
Oh, boy.
And that, like, she pulled a knife on one guy. She,
oh,
like,
my God. What?
Yeah.
Cautiously get her back on the phone.
Hey, Tammy, are you there?
Hi.
You're on with Jesse.
You pulled a knife on someone?
Like, not a sharp knife.
Did you pull it out as a goof, or did you pull it out with the intention of hurting someone?
Or did you?
I wasn't gonna hurt. No, it was a joke for him, and kind of like.
Oh, she was joking when she said it to him.
In my experience, whenever somebody has a lot of volatile situations happen to them, the common denominator is them.
So you're saying if she has been cheated on by everybody she's been in a relationship with, it's her fault?
I'm not saying that exactly.
But you're not saying no.
Be careful with your words.
Words matter.
What I'm saying is that at some point, either you are dating the wrong men.
Right.
Or you are making the wrong decisions in the relationship. You are behaving incorrectly. At some point, you have to look at yourself after a pattern of behavior and say, is it me?
I don't know. I think I just have bad luck.
Let me stop you there, Tammy, okay? Because once again, I just want to hammer this point home. Let's say I get struck by lightning.
Okay? Okay.
That's bad luck.
Sure.
Now let's say I get struck by lightning 5 or 6 times. At what point is it
Somebody's
me?
Somebody's going to say, go inside.
Right. Do you see what I'm saying? That bad luck
I'm
is
sorry.
When it happens once.
I want to come to Tammy's defense because I get that, like, there are certain patterns of behaviors that end up kind of focusing it back to you or to that one person. But, like, you know, at the same time, I mean, to say that the, like, the reason why she was cheated on was her fault.
Okay,
I think that's
right.
To my defense, too, I was a little nervous. Dating is hard, especially nowadays.
You know,
like,
here's
you gotta,
the thing.
You gotta, like, really make sure that you want to go out with somebody because you gotta kind of figure out.
They could have a deadly virus.
Yeah, and, like, how seriously they're taking it and stuff like that. So each date you go on is really, like, you kind of got to throw everything out there at once.
No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
No?
No.
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 Listen, I'm going to give you some good advice. Don't be yourself at first.
Yeah?
If I was myself at first to everybody I came in contact with.
Oh, boy. She wouldn't have this job.
I wouldn't have this job. I wouldn't have my friends. I wouldn't have my husband because I am too much.
Crazy.
I wasn't going to say crazy.
Right.
And that's what makes you great. But people
it
just
does make me great, but I need to trick a person
first.
Into loving me first and then let my crazy out.
God, I hate saying
God,
it, but she's right.
Loving the wrong part.
Jesse, I don't even know what side you're on anymore.
I don't either. I think, Jesse, you're too nice of a guy.
What are you saying? You want a second date here? What are you doing?
No, I don't want a second date, but I'm at the same time, I'm just saying you're ganging up on this girl.
Right, you're a very nice person.
I don't know what
nice
you
person.
Want. Okay,
this is how you get a knife pulled on you.
Have a second date. Go. Have a second
he
date.
He said he doesn't want one. Okay, you crazy kids. I hope you never see each other again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.